Rabbi Yitzchak, the handout in front of you, it looks very busy and it looks scary, but I guarantee you, I assure you, you're going to be doing very, very simple things this morning. You're going to be learning a Mishnah with a Tosfos, Pshat, simply trying to understand it. If you haven't ever opened the Masechta Shabbos, you can follow smoothly this morning, no problem. I would even say if somebody walked in there and he never learned Gemara, it's also going to work. But, yeah. The prophet says in this week's parasha, Sheshes Yomim, Teyosem Melocha, Vayim Ashvi, Shabbos, Shabbosoim, Mikra, Kodesh, Kol Melocha Leitach. Shabbos Yil Hashem, Bechol Meshvei Seich. In the Torah, we don't find Chibukim Melochim, 39 Melochim. We find that it's a Tadur Melochim. 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 But it doesn't say you shouldn't be Zoreya, you shouldn't be Chodesh, you shouldn't be Koytev or Moichek. That doesn't show up in the Torah. Now, normally, the rule should have been, the halacha should have been, that any type of Chilul Shabbos, no matter what type of Chilul Shabbos you do, should all fall under the one Isser of Lesasa Kol Melochim. And therefore, even if you do different types of Chilul Shabbos, it wouldn't render each act Chayav Chatos in its own right. Because they're just different versions of the same thing, which is Chilul Shabbos. However, the Torah says, the Torah singles out one of the 39 malachas, and specifically says, do not do this particular malacha, which malacha lays them out of age, b'chomer tefecham b'yam shabbos. And we have a klal called over shahayim b'klal, v'yotam in a klal. It comes to teach us about the whole klal, and the Gemara says, havor el chalik yota. And from this pasuk, lays them out of age, we learn that it's not one act of Chilul Shabbos that you can do in 39 different ways. But there are 39 prohibitions. There are 39, as if there are 39 lavim. As if the Torah says, do not be Zoideya, and do not be Chodesh, and do not be Kaiser, and so on. And therefore, if you do all three of those, you hire three chatois. Not one chatois. If a person, for example, eats chaylev in three different ways, in liquid form, or in hard form, or in his chomp, and in his kugel, if it's all the halamachas, he only has to bring one chatois. But if a person is Mechal Shabbos in 39 different ways, he has to bring 39 chatois. That's the halacha, that's what we learn from Leitzav Aruish. And this is the purpose of the Mishnah in Masechta Shabbos, Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, which is the first quote, the first copy that we have over here on the right hand side top. We see the Mishnah. The Mishnah says you should know Avos Melachos Arba'im Chater Achas. There's a lot of questions, why is it important to know the number? Why does the Mishnah have to say the number? We can count it on our own. And the Gemara answers, we should know, the Mishnah is coming to tell us that there are 39 ways to be Mechal Shabbos. Now, to be sure, there are many more ways, because each one of these ways can be subdivided into many tzuris, but those are not separate isurim. Those are all different variations of the one isur, which is their av, and for those you can't be chayev many chatois. The maximum amount of chatois you can have on a Shabbos is 39. Even if you do each malacha in 100 different ways with older tzuris, you only can have 39. So that's the purpose of this Mishnah. And the Mishnah then goes on and enumerates what these 39 malachas are. It starts from Azireya, and the Tanakh says Sidura, the past, the form of how you would get bread, through planting, through sowing, and so on. And it finishes with Malachas Heitzah, the last Malachas is Heitzah. And that's the Mishnah. The Mishnah mentions 39 Malachas. However, Tosfos notes, and that's the quote number 2 over here on the page, Tosfos notes that if you take a look at how the Mishnah mentions these Malachas, it's not consistent. Some malachis, the Mishnah just says the malach. It's not the intention of this Mishnah to go into the prop in the details. Over Masechta Shabbos, all of these things are discussed with all their details. For example, the last malach of Eitzah is the whole first parak of Shabbos. Yitzias HaShabbos, Naim Shein Arba, what's Eitzah, what's not Eitzah. The Mishnah is just telling us what the 39 malachis are. And therefore, it shouldn't say details with any of them. However, when you look at the Mishnah, 34 malachis, the Mishnah doesn't go into detail. But 5 of the malachis, the Mishnah says detail. The Mishnah tells us this year how much you have to do. When it says Hazaydeya, we don't know from this Mishnah how much you have to be Zaydeya in order to be Chayiv. 1 seed, 2 seed, 5 seed. When you learn later on, you'll know that you have to be Zaydeya this year that can give you a great Geret. That's this year for Zaydeya. HaChayish, the Gemara says, Nabayin is a Mashu. But the Mishnah here doesn't tell us this year. However, 5 of the malachis, the Mishnah gives us this year. And this place it says requires a bit or to explain why that's the case. So let's see Tosfos.
says Tosfos. Tosfos quotes from the Mishnah the first time that the Mishnah says Ashir, which is by Oita Shtei Batei Nirim. A base near is a technical thing that needed to be done in order to follow up with the weaving process. Now, you can do one base near, you can do two batei nirim. It should have said in the Mishnah, Ha'isa batei nirim. Didn't have to say shtei batei nirim. So it says choices. Tzorich lefarish. We have to explain, Lomo pirish kan, how come the Mishnah was mefarish over here? Ube oirek. Ube poitzeya, by weaving and by undoing something that was weaving. Ube toifer, sewing. Ube koisev, and writing. Shiur. In these five malachis, batei nirin, oirek, poitzeya, toifer, and koisev, the Mishnah gives us a shiur. You look it up in the Mishnah, you'll see, by koisev it says shtei oisiyas, by oirek it says shtei chutin, by toifer it says shtei tfirois. So Taifa says, why? If you're going to say a shiur by all 39. And if it's not necessary to say a shear, then don't say a shear by any of them. Why are you singling out five to give us a shear and not the rest? Say ni bashar, more than the rest of them. But Taisha doesn't give us anything. Taisha says, Tzarech lefarish. It's interesting, Taisha doesn't even say kosher or tema. Taisha says, Tzarech lefarish, one has to give a pshat. So Taisha leaves it to every one of us to say pshat over here. Why does the Mishnah single out these five malachis to give us a shear? So, what we're going to do today, we're going to look into a chat of one of the Gedolei HaAchreinim, the Keren Oira. It was about 20 years ago. He was up in the city of Kalina. Kalina was famous because of Rav Aaron Kalina, which was a Chassidish Rebbe in Kalina. But Kalina had big Rabbanim. The Keren Oira is the classical paper on Zvachim. Zvachim is very little Achreinim. The Keren Oira is the paper that's used very much on Kachim. And he does chat over here in the Mishnah. The truth is that the same pshat appears in other achrayim, namely Davni Nezer and the Sfasemes, say very similar thoughts, but I brought the Keren Oira because it's more concise and clear, and we're going to be learning pshat in this Keren Oira today. Before we read it inside, I'll tell you what he says, and then we'll read it inside, but I would like the Ilam, by all means, to, shouldn't be a monologue, it could be a dialogue, because you know, you could perk up, we can have a discussion if you like. But the Keren Oira says like this. Says very simple. He says, there are shiurim, and there are shiur. Not every time you say a shiur does it mean the same thing. There are malachis in Shabbos that their shiur only quantifies how much you have to do in order to be chayav. But the shiur doesn't define the actual malachis. For example, if somebody's going to be oifer, somebody's going to bake something on Shabbos, we know the shiur is kigregeret. What will happen if somebody will be oifer less than a kigregeret? So he did the act of Asiyah. He's only lacking in the quantity that it takes to be Chayav HaChatos. But Asiyah took place. If somebody bakes a half a Gregaris, he still did an act of baking. Baking has taken place. For it to be Chayav HaShabbos is a shiur, you have to have a Gregaris. There are, however, some malachim, says the Keren Oira, that if you do it less than the shiur that's prescribed, you don't have the malacha. It is not considered an act of malacha. Take weaving, for example. Oirik. You can weave one string. You can weave one string. But that's not oirik. The definition of oirik is two strings. To take one string and put it through would be considered diddling with strings. I don't know what it would be considered. It wouldn't be oirik. To be tefer one stitch is not pshat that you have tfira. It's just that you're lacking in the quantity, you don't have a complete shear of tefillah. No. Doing one stitch is not so. Right? No matter what your wife will tell you about that. One stitch is not so. A pitayra, even in Daz Balabasim, it can be seen as sewing. In Tayra, the malacha of tefillah is only when you have two stitches. One stitch is just considered pulling the through a garment. It's not considered sewing. Sewing is only when you have two strings. And the same is true with these five malachas. So therefore, it says the Keren Oira, the Mishnah here is not here to tell you the quantity of how much you have to do in order to be chayav. The Mishnah is here to be mavir. What is a tefer? A tefer is when you have shtei tefillos. The shtei tefillos is not the quantity of how much it takes to be chayav. The shtei tefillos is the definition of the act of tefer. Tefer begins when you have shtei tefillos. If the Mishnah would say a oifer ki gregeres, the Mishnah would be making two points. A, there's an act of oifer. B, gregeres is the quantity that it takes to be chayav. And the Mishnah is not allowed to do that. But when the Mishnah says Oyeg or Toifer or Kaisev for that matter, the Mishnah is telling you, you want the definition of what Kaisev is. Kaisev is two Oisev. When you write one Ois, that's not writing. That's not writing. That's making a picture. Writing is when you make a sequence of two letters following each other. That's the definition of writing. So this is what the Karen Eretz says. But the Karen Eretz goes on to say that is a big Nafkemina. What's the Nafkemina? There's a big difference between Aftiyah, the Shir by Aftiyah, and the Shir by these five Malachas. So the Nafkemina is very simple. Nafkemina is what will be if a person will do Chati Shir. We have a klal, Chati Shir Osir Min Atayr. There's no Chiyuv by Chati Shir. But Chati Shir is Osir. You're not allowed to do a Chati Shir. For example, if a person is going to go ahead and bake a Pachas Mikregeret on Shabbos, he's doing it Issa Shabbos. He's not allowed to do it. It's Osir Min Atayr. We talked to him with Rabbi Yochanan. Chati Shir is Osir Min Atayr. The Gregeret just quantifies how much it takes to be Chayav Chatos. But the Issir is equal for Pachas Mikregeret as well. Says the Keren Oida, that's only the case in 34 out of the 39 malachas. These five malachas, which the Mishnah stipulates, their shir, the Mishnah mentions exactly how much it is. In these five malachas, if you do pachas mikashir, you don't have a chati shir. Because what's the definition of a chati shir? A chati shir means you have the quality that you would have had by the complete shir. It's just that you're lacking in quantity. A person eats chelos. He eats less than a kazayis of chelos. He's eaten chelos. He ate chelos. He didn't eat the complete shear, but he ate chaylus today. If a person is oif, if a person bakes, he baked pachas mikashir, it's also min atayda. However, if a person writes one oif, or if a person is taif but only one stitch, or if a person weaves only one chut, there's no malach here. The oif hasn't taken place. It's not that you have oif, but it's not complete in its shear. There was no maitra oif here. There was no maitra ksiv here, because the definition of ksiv is to make a sequence of two letters. Half of that is nothing. Not every half of a something is a something. So the 34 malachas, other than these five, chati shir osir min atayra. But these five malachas, says the Keren Oida, you won't have the klal of chati shir osir min atayra. That's not to say that it's mutl chatchilah to do it nowadays. But the isur min atayra of chati shir wouldn't apply. So min atayra, you'll be allowed to write one letter on Shabbos. Min atayra, you'll be allowed to make a stitch. Min atayra. This is what the Keren Oida says. And that's the chat that he gives to Tosafot. However, at the end, he has a reservation, he has a problem, he says. He hesitates to say this chat. Why? Because the Gemara Mufureshet that says that by Kosev you have Chati Shir. The Gemara says that if a person writes one Ois, Behelamachas, and then another Ois with another Helam, the Gemara says, according to the, we don't say Yidil Chati Shir, which I'm not going to go through right now, but the Gemara calls it Chati Shir by Kosev. That's the case, his whole chat falls off. At least with regard to Kaisav. And if the Mishnah is not being consistent with Kaisav, any chat will come up with Kaisav. You can use the other four. So the whole chat, he seems to shove away because it's the Skira told Gemara Mufresh. So Gemara Daf Kufay, which we quote over here, number five. I'll tell you what, I don't think we're going to read through the quote now because I'm seeing how time's running. But maybe if we have time, we'll come back to it. But the Gemara says in the Shabbat of Kufay Amat Aleph, in the very last few words, in Peir Kabbeinah, that Kaisav falls under the category of Chati Shir. Not Mefurish, you could hype otherwise, but the Pashtus is that the Gemara is referring to the general call of Chati Shir. So therefore, the Keren Oida remains with a not very solid chat. Rabbi Yisrael, I want to suggest today that we can substantiate the Keren Oida's chat. Even with that Gemara in Shabbat Tavkutei, we can clarify it, and it could work by first exploring what is Chati Shir. What is the Havana of Chati Shir Osir Min Atayra? If we can understand Chati Shir Osir Min Atayra, we can come back and then re-examine whether we can apply the Keren Oida's chat even with Kosev and even with the Gemara that says that you have Chati Shir by Kosev. So it's like this. This quote, maybe I would like to read quote number 6. Let's see number 6. This is a Gemara in Yumad Afayin Dalid, and this is a Malka for Chati Shir. Kufa says the Gemara, Chati Shir, Rav Yechanan Omar, Osur Min HaTorah. Reish Lakish Omar, Mutur Min HaTorah. This is the Machlokes, Rav Yechanan and Reish Lakish, where the Chati Shir is Osur Min HaTorah, Mutur Min HaTorah. And Rav Yechanan gives this reason. Rav Yechanan says, you want to know why it's Osur Min HaTorah? Rabbi Yechon Omer also min HaTorah, Kevon b'chazi le'itztarufi.
These are the three key words.
Kevon b'chazi le'itztarufi. Therefore, Isura ka'achim.
Rabbi Yechon says, my shito, that Chati Shei also min HaTorah, is based on the concept of chazi le'itztarufi. Chazi le'itztarufi translated into English means it's able to be combined with more quantity, in which case it will be usur.
Now this is something we have to understand. What does it mean, chazi l'itztarufi? And why does that make it also even problematic to kashir?
We know in order to be chayiv, you have to have a kazayiv. By a chilik, by a macholos basur. If you can eat a chazi zayiv, you're not chayiv. But Rabbi Yechon says, even though you're not chayiv, it's still usur to go ahead and do that.
Why, says Rabbi Yechon? Because chazi l'itztarufi. What does chazi l'itztarufi mean?
Chazi l'itztarufi means that if you take a chazi zayis and you combine it with another chazi zayis, they're mitzvahs, and they make up a shir of yitzur, a shir of chiyuv.
So the reaction on something that can
develop into an yitzur, that can, if, when it joins with something else, it will be an yitzur, is also chiyuv.
But this concept of chazi l'itztarufi is a subject of big controversy, how you understand it.
This is what I want to present over here today. It's a machlokes achronim, and there's the pashat of pshat, and then there's the mechudesh of pshat, which I quote here from Reb Kiva Eiger, but really it's been said before. Reb Kiva Eiger, the Chacham Tzvi says it, the Tzlach says it, and the Shaharitari say it. All in different contexts, they all bring up the same thought of chazal istarufi. Well, let's slow down. What is chazal istarufi al pi pshat? The pashtus. How would we understand chazal istarufi? What does chazal istarufi mean? It means simple. It means that if you have a substance that, if you combine it with more quantity, it becomes chiyuv, is a raya that in itself is yitzur, because yitzur plus yitzur wouldn't equal chiyuv. Yitzur plus yitzur doesn't equal chiyuv. I'm sorry, heter plus heter doesn't equal chiyuv. Heter plus heter doesn't equal chiyuv. If you say that when you eat a kazayim, you're chayiv, what are you chayiv for? You're chayiv for every mashu that you ate. Every mashu contributed towards that kazayis of chiyu. Is a chasimim that each part is also. This is the pashas havana in chazi l'itztarufi. And if you want to use the lashon of the yeshivish lashon, this will be called it's a simon. Chazi l'itztarufi is a simon. It's a proof that a pachas mikashir is also a yisur.
See, we can't take a pachas mikashir and put it under a microscope and see whether it's yisur or not. But if we see how that it's combined with more, it becomes chiyuv. It's a simon that every mashu is yisur, and therefore you're not allowed to consume yisur. Chati shir also min ha'tera. However, Rabbi Akiva Eiger suggests another havana in chati shir,
a novel pshat which is very different, with tremendous nafkaminis,
and he says that you could argue that when Rabbi Yochanan says chazi l'itztarufi, it's not a simon, but it's a sibo. Not proof, but it's the reason. I'll explain what this means. The Biyachon is not saying, says the Kiva Eger, that if you would take a chati shir and you would put it under a microscope, you would see iser. Not necessarily so. It could be that a chati shir isn't a chepta of iser as such. But the Biyachon says, you know why you're not allowed to do it? Because you're not allowed to consume something which, if you should continue and consume more, it will retroactively become iser. So chati shir in and of itself is not necessarily iser as such, but being that chati shir, if it should continue and eat more, will become iser, that therefore you're not allowed to do it. You're not allowed to do an act that could develop into an iser. What is the nafkamina between these two cases, with these two explanations? One very simple nafkamina would be, what would happen if, in theory, a person would consume a chati shir at the very last moment, they hear breath, very last moment before Meitzoy Yom Kippur? Let's assume that Eshel is something, and it's clear that this chati zayit he ate whilst it was still Yom Kippur. If we should eat another chati zayit, there's no doubt in our mind that will have been consumed after Yom Kippur has already gone out. So now we have a situation like this. He's eaten a chati zayit. He ate a chati shir. But in this case, the chati shir cannot become yisur. It cannot become chiyuv. It cannot become a complete chiyuv. Because even if you just continue eating, that eating will no longer be, might be eating before Abdullah, but it's not eating on Yom Kippur.
So this will depend on how we interpret Rabbi Yochanan's words of Chazi L'Sarufi.
If Chazi L'Sarufi is a theoretical simon that this is in and of itself a chesed shel isur, then I don't care if in this particular case you can bring it further to a chiyuv or not. That's not the issue here. The fact is that if it would have been consumed in combination with more quantity, it would have been chiyuv. It's a chanayi and Allah have it. It's a simon. If, however, you say that chati shir, chazi l'saruti is the reason why you're not allowed to have this mashu is because this mashu can become an issur. Then in this case, where it's Meitoi Yom Kippur, it can't become an issur. That's the fact. It can't become issur. It can. You cannot have Meitoi Yom Kippur. That should make retroactive. That the first Chatzilai should be chiyuv. So in that case, Rabbi Kivegi suggests it would be mutter to do so. It wouldn't be the issur of Chatzilai Shira Simon HaTorah. If you explain the Biyar Yechonon as being a simon, then it would be also even Meitoi Yom Kippur. Just before Meitoi Yom Kippur. If, however, you explain the Yerichon as being a Sibo, then just before Meitoi Yom Kippur, it would be mutter to do so. Let's read this in the words of Reb Kiveger, quote number 7. He brings in quote number 8, he says in twice, in Shuvah Reb Kiveger appears twice, in quote number 8 he brings it with a different Nafkimina, but we're going to read only the one from 7. V'ula Yashloima says Reb Kiveger, at the very end of a very long Shuvah on Chatishir. V'hoda Chatishir Osur, Hainu Ba'oitre Iser Be'en Be'kazayit, only whilst it's still there, the isur is there as a complete zayit, and you ate half of it. That this act can develop into a full isur. If you ate a chatishir, and now you left the chatishir, the lake of shir ba'olam, there's no possibility for this to develop further into a complete shir, because too much time lapsed for it to be considered one achila with the previous achila, or because it's not around. So lo yichazi chazi shayt l'saruf, he says that the kiveger muter la'ochloi, it will be permissible to eat so. V'yeh mizeh din chadash, will come out from here a new chidush. Namely what? The b'sayfim achrein the Pesach, if somebody at the very last moment of Pesach, oy sayfim ha-kipunin, the inyan, the leka shihuz lechol kazayin, there isn't enough time to physically consume a kazayin, yehei muter la'ochol chatishir, will be permissible to eat a chatishir. B'tzorachim ladino. Today he's not saying to Allah l'maisa, b'tzorachim ladino. Shagzai says the same thing with regard to other things. He says, for example, that chametz b'Pesach, if somebody has a chatizayit in his house, we're not talking about achilas chametz, we're talking about ba'yirah, ba'yimatzah, there's no chatizayit terufi. He says, why? Because Chazi Tzerufi means that if you should make more, then retroactively the first Chati Shir will have been seen. We will then discover that the first Chati Shir was here. If you eat a Chati Shir now, it could be, in a minute, we will discover that this act of eating a Chati Shir was part of a Chaya for Chazi. And that you're not allowed to do. I'm talking about Achila. I'm talking about Bayirah Bayimot. Yeah, you're right. I'm talking about Bayirah Bayimot. So therefore, it says the Shagataya, that's passed by Achila. By Achila, if you eat a Chati Shir, so then when you eat another chatishir, it's seen as one big act of achila. And retroactively we see the first chatizayit as an act of isur because you ate isur. You ate something that was mechayev. However, by bayirah, by yamasa, technically he says that's not possible. If you have a chatizayit in this room, right now, even assuming somebody else is going to bring another chatizayit and put it together with this chatizayit, says the shagatayah, at that point you'll be over on bayirah, by yamasa, because you have a chatizayit. But it'll only be from that point and on. Achila, when you add up, when you complete the share, it becomes one big act of achila. But by Rabbi Yamata, the first 5 minutes, let's assume the first 5 minutes you had only a chatzayis, for those 5 minutes will never become Isser. Will never become achila. It's only later when you have the complete zayis you become achila. And that's how he differentiates between achila and by Rabbi Yamata, based on the same tzvar of Kiveyeger, that chatzayis tzayufi is a sibo. And only if this act can become an act of chiyuv do we apply the klal of chatzayis tzayufi. Now, Boisai, let's come back to our Kerenoid over here, and let's see what's going on with Kaisen. Kerenoid wanted to suggest that the Mishnah chose to the Mishnah selected these 5 malachis to give a shir, because in these 5 malachis, pachas mikashir is nothing. Writing one oiz is not an act of Kaisen. He says, however, the Karnaita says, that this must follow, it must follow from this, that if you write one ayat, there will not be ayat hakashir. Because if writing one ayat is nothing, then there will not be ayat hakashir. There cannot be ayat hakashir. However, being as it is that we see a Gemara where the Gemara says that by one ayat you do have hakashir, so that contradicts its pshat. Because one ayat, according to the pshat of the Karen Ayat, is nothing, and by a nothing you can have hakashir. One second. Who said by a nothing you can't have Chatishir? Who said by a nothing you can't have Chatishir? What would be the din if a nothing could develop into a something? If you learn that Chatishir is a simon, Chatishir is proof that each mashu is asur, so you say that there's no simon here. Because what's the proof? When you write two oisis, you're chayiv, that's not a raya that even one oisis is also oisis, because one oisis is a totally different category. It's a totally different category of fish to two oisis. Two oisis is a something, and one oisis is a nothing. So you don't have a simon. If, however, you learn like Rabbi Akiva Eiger, who says that chati shir is a reason why it's also. You know why it's also? Because this could develop into iser. So then we can argue that even something which in and of itself is nothing, it's not a ma'isik siva, but being that it could become a ma'isik siva, and it could then develop that retroactively this should be part of the process of what was machayev you a chatos, then that also would apply, the dinim of chatishir will apply there as well. So just to recap, what did we just say here? The problem with the Mishnah was that the way to explain the Mishnah according to the Karen Eira, you have to say that by these five malachis, anything less than the shir is nothing, is zero. Says the Karen Eira, if it's a zero, you don't have chatishir asur min hatorah. Chatishir asur min hatorah means that if you have the same nature, the same quality that you would have in a complete shir, you just have less quantity. But if reducing the quantity makes it into a different quality, then you don't have chatishir. That's valid if you understand chatishir as the type of limud that tells me that under a microscope this is a chesnish of iser. It's a simon that this is iser. You cannot tell me that one ois under a microscope is iser, because that's contrary to what the Mishnah says. One ois is nothing. One ois is a nothing. Can't be chayef for nothing. Can't be also for nothing. That's if you have that havana in chatishir. If, however, you understand chatishir the way that the Kiva Eger understood chatishir, namely that chatishir is usur because, not because this chet as it stands in itself has any inherent issue to it, simply it's usur because it could develop into a chiyuv chatos, and the Torah says according to the Yechon, don't do something that is chodim itzarufi that could become a chiyuv chatos. So then one ois is very consistent. The Mishnah in Daf Ayin Gimel says that one ois is a nothing. Correct. Nonetheless, the Gemara in Daf Kuf Hei says, this nothing, do not do it on Shabbos, because this nothing, if you should add to it another nothing, nothing plus nothing equals something. Two atheists next to each other become a ma'isik siva. And therefore don't do it. So the Karen Oyer, Lashitosoi, rejected his chance because he had that premise of what is a chatishir? A chatishir, it has to be a something. It can only be machayef on something. On something that's an iser. And one atheist, what the Rishon tells us, is not an iser. However, Tishitus of Kiva Egan, that Chatishir is not because it inherently has any Easter qualities to that act, but simply because this act can possibly develop into an act of Chiyav, that's why it's offered. So Ibn Zayd can really trust that very beautifully, even with the Gemara and Daf Kuf Hei. Oh. Complete shir, not Chatishir. Okay. Good. 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 Good.